Top of the morning to you, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm the finest. Thanks for asking. Yeah, in good form.
Good news. Now, listen, Boys Life, you're out on tour starting in April. This is the second time you're doing this. You obviously had too much fun the last time.
Absolutely. Too much fun and too much content. So we decided to come back and do it all over again with some different stories and different songs.
And it's been pretty popular. Got a tie up with Hilton Hotels, and you seem to be trawling the country, the UK. And that, I've got to say, Keith, there is a severe lack of Yorkshire within your tour schedule.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. Last year we did plenty of big gigs in Yorkshire and Leeds and in Newcastle. This time round, we're kind of just sticking to the bigger hotels. Because it just works better for the actual production of the show that we're trying to do. So we're hoping people might travel a little bit for a nice weekend away. Because we're working with the Hilton Hotels, obviously it makes for, you know, a good night out. And there's nothing better than a good night out when you don't have to travel after the gig. You can go back to the bar, have a few more glasses of wine and get yourself up to a nice little bedroom.
It's like you've worked out that pitch there, Keith. It's honed.
Yeah, no, I made it as I went along, but I was quite proud of myself as well, yeah.
When you were putting this together with Brian, was this sort of like a simple idea when you were putting it together?
Absolutely. Basically, I'd been doing a lot of theatre performances in different types of dramatic play productions, and I kind of felt that I'd like to try and do a one-man show. I thought that would be the ultimate challenge, to do a one-man show, and trying to write a one-man show, I've never written a play before, so I kind of thought the best thing to write would be anecdotes of personal life experiences and try to perform them on stage. So it kind of evolved into like an autobiographical show about my career and Coronation Street and Boyzone and so on and so on. And then I went to see Brian McFadden, an old friend of mine, performing in Whelan's in Dublin with his live band, and I heard him doing a few Westlife songs, and I just thought to myself, wow, this could actually be a much better show with two of us doing some Boyzone songs, some Westlife songs, and both of us telling different yarns from about all of our experience of being in each individual band. So that's how it kind of came together, and it just kind of evolved from that into Boyzone show, and it was sold out in the day last year's tour, and we decided to tour it again this year. Like you said, we're having too much fun, and if you're going to have fun, why not do it every day of your life?
Well, yeah, exactly right. Have you had to sort of like really, obviously, have you had to learn quite a lot of the Westlife songs?
I had to learn Westlife and Boyzone, because Ronan and Steve was both of the lead vocals back in the day, so, you know, I had to step up to the plate and do some more songs, you know?
Now, I've read recently that you've been trying to get maybe a few more of the older members back into Boys Life. How successful
how
have you been on that?
The older members? They're not that much older.
How successfully have you been in trying to coerce the other ones back in?
No. We haven't been doing that at all. This, like I said, this is supposed to be a one-man show, and me and Brian doing it together is there. It works well. We're not trying to get anybody else in. This is our little baby, and we're taking good care of it ourselves, you know.
No, I don't blame you. Could we see, do you think, Keith, a Boys Life album?
Possibly. I'd never say never to anything. we are going into the studio to record some music that we will hopefully use in the show in April. We haven't decided on that yet. I mean, the fortunate place where we're at is the fact that between the two of us, we've over 21 number one songs. So we're not short of material for songs for the show. But it would be nice to have some original material from myself and Brian. So we're definitely looking at that at the moment.
And when you're comparing war stories between Boyzone tours and Westlife tours, who were the rowdiest between the two? Was it Boyzone or was it Westlife?
No, it was Keith and it was Brian.
Now it's that's rowdy.
That's why me and Brian are doing these gigs, you know, because it's stories, laughter, music, autobiographical style. And if anybody else from either band was trying to do this, we only talk about me and Brian anyway, so we might as well just talk about ourselves.
Keith, I believe Brian's there as well, is he?
He is. He'll be back in 2 seconds. He's gone actually to drain the main vein. He'll be gone. He'll be 2 minutes. So if I can keep you educated for or entertained for another few minutes, that would be great.
That'd be no problem at all. No problem. Listen, do you miss sort of like Coronation Street? Do you miss sort of like that day in, day out grind of a soap actor?
Look, you know what? Sometimes it's nice to have a bit of routine in your life. But then you miss, I mean, we started off in the business in bands and every day is completely different. A different country, a different place, you know, a different time zone. You know, and that's really exciting stuff. When you're doing a gig like Curry and it's 9 to 5 or 9 to 7 every day, it becomes, you know, it becomes a routine and it can become monotonous. So it's nice to have, like, variety is the spice of life. So it's nice to be able to do both. Anyway, Mr. McFadden has just walked back into the room and I'll pass him straight across.
Well, that's why. Look, Keith, thank you so much for your time this morning.
And, hello there.
There we go. Brian McFadden, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all. Not bad at all. Keith has just been telling us that your singing on most of the boys' own songs is pretty horrendous. So, you know, I don't want to cast aspersions, but he's been dissing your singing.
He's been dissing my singing, has he? I know. He's not the biggest fan of my voice, I have to say. He never has been. But he's very biased, though. You know, if it's not boys' own, he doesn't want to listen to anybody.
how are you? This looks like a right laugh, Brian. This looks like, you know, you two have got together.
You're trying to say we're a joke.
No, not at all. I'm saying that you two look like you're going to have you've had, obviously, a right laugh on this first tour, and you thought, well, let's do that again.
Yeah, well, we did. We did the whole tour. You know, you can imagine when we sat down and talked about this idea, we were like, the two of us going around, you know, all over the world singing together and then playing golf in the day and having a drink on stage. And we were like, this is like perfect. So when we did the tour, we had such a great time. We were like, right, what are we going to do next? And Keith just said, we just have to do it again. So we just wrote a brand new show and basically doing Boys Life Part 2. The untold stories.
It's just superb.
We're
it really
sort of like, sort of like a musical version of Murder Mysteries. You know, you just never know what's going to happen or what's going to be said.
As long as no one gets murdered, you're okay, I suppose. You're okay.
There's a few songs get murdered, but that's about it.
Now, we've already discussed with Keith that there is a severe lack of Yorkshire on it, but people obviously could catch a train over to Manchester, maybe, and watch you down at Deansgate there. It looks spectacular. It really, really does. Boys Life Tour, you can find out more about them, boyslifetour.com/tickets.
boyslifetour.com/tickets.
Nice and easy. Brian McFadden and Keith Duffy, thanks so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
Thanks a million. Have a good morning, everyone.